Well, welcome to another episode of Shiro's Unlimited. My name is Janie Morris, founder and chief experience officer at Boomer Babes Life, and I am delighted to have your company once again. Before we get into this extra special episode, I would like to say a huge thank you to all of you. We're getting wonderful messages and emails from everybody saying how much you're enjoying our Shiro's Unlimited series, and equally we are loving exploring and researching and finding extraordinary women over 50, bringing them to you. So thank you for that. And once again, thank you for joining us today. My very special guest on our Shiro's Unlimited podcast is a woman that we discovered sort of indirectly from another well-known Boomer Babe member from our community, Stacey Polaris, owner and founder of the international online business Cocktail Revolution. And she sent me a message, just like many of you do, letting me know about people, women that you would like to have interviewed on our podcast. And she sent me a message and said, Janie, you have to get in touch and interview this incredible woman that I have met at the recent fashion show that she was down in Melbourne in Australia. So of course, we did. So I am delighted to introduce you all to my very special guest, owner and founder of Marie Q Couture, Cheryl Creed. Cheryl, welcome to the program.
Hi, Danny. How are you? And thank you for having me on. Very excited.
Well, look, we're delighted to have you. I'll do a little flash for everybody who's watching this video. This is the August 2020 issue of Boomer Babes Life magazine. And of course, our cover story is the gorgeous Cheryl Creed, who we're talking to now. But we'll get back to that in a moment. Cheryl, what I'd like to do, if you wouldn't mind, so that our audience gets to know you as well as we do, would like to just get back to where it all started from. Now, you live in Cairns in Queensland, yes, in Australia.
Very warm still up here, even though it's our winter.
And have you always lived there?
No, I fell in love with Cairns about 20 years ago when I came for a visit. My mum moved up here, and I ended up following her up here. I'm probably one of the mum girls, and fell in love and made the move.
And when you did that, that was 20 years ago, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So let's go back a little bit more. My spies tell me that you're just like me, decided at the age of 15 that we'd learned enough and we didn't need to be at school anymore. Is that right?
Well, yeah, it wasn't quite like that, but I did leave at school because it was a difficult time for me then. Not me, I think it was with the school and the students and how life was, you know, like surrounding, I don't know, attitudes around Aboriginal people. So that was a bit, you know, sad that I left school, but, and I won't advise that for every girl. Yeah.
But, so when you left school, what did you do then? What did you just say?
I tried to pick up little courses here and there, but I was too young at that time. So, you know, helped mum around the place. And as I sort of got to about 17, started going to like night school, doing English maths and stuff. So keeping myself involved in education. And then I became a young mum.
And you have two children, is that right?
I have two amazing, handsome sons.
Oh, it's always good to have boys and not girls. No, I shouldn't say that.
Oh, I wouldn't want.
I'm a mum of two boys as well. I've always wanted to have a girl, but I think daughter-in-laws are equally as fabulous. So I won't. Yeah. I'll retract what I just said. So you're a mum of two, and you left school when you were 15, and then you started on your life's journey. And what? And when did you start to get your passion for art?
So I always loved art, and it goes back to like state school, because you know we had all the government issued books and rulers and stuff like that. So we didn't kind of know how to cover books. So I'd be drawing and painting them all up, and you know, so art started back then, and individualizing, I suppose, my school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to, you know, when I had the boys, art was always there. When I had the boys, I did started painting up shoes and bags and like denim jeans or denim stuff.
Yes.
And kind of known for that. But then I left that behind because after I moved up to Cairns, well, in that time, my father had passed, and it was difficult for a time for my family. And, you know, Mum wasn't able to stay in the home. And so I followed her up here because I couldn't bear to have no more time with, you know, with my only remaining parent. And life sort of changed for me up here. I decided to enroll in university and got accepted. So that was a really big deal for me because, you know, like I didn't have that full education.
Now you were in your early 30s when you did that, weren't you?
Yeah.
And so that led you. Now I understand you have a Bachelor of Arts, a Bachelor of Arts with honours, and a Master of Education. Is that what you? Is that? Am I correct? Have I missed any out?
Yeah. Yep.
And how did that help I went to your art?
Well, first of all, it made me proud because I'd, you know, sort of seen something through. So I'd never completed anything. I always said I never completed anything before, you know, except my two pregnancies because, you know, we had no choice there to go through that. So going through university, you know, doing the 3 years for the bachelor, I was quite proud of myself, for completing, you know, such a big thing. And then I went on to the next year and done the honours, you know, because I had a good class, you know, a lot of mates in the class, so it made it easier to go through.
Did you find any challenges at that point because you were in your 30s at university, Cheryl?
I only learning about the computer. Because I had Mum there to look after the boys. They were big enough now.
Yes.
And just with the computer, because I didn't have any computer skills or a laptop or anything. So every time I kept going back because, you know, we were doing all our online assignments and that was a very trying time. But because I loved and I wanted to, I'd even write them all out and take them down to uni because I was studying down at Geelong. And I typed them all up, get somebody to help me onto my, so I went till I got what I wanted,
That's incredible. And
now I think I'm a bit of a whiz on the computer now.
Well, we better keep in touch with that as well because we're about to, we're hiring new tech people. So now, is it true that you're, you know, combining all of this and your passion for art, Cheryl, that you entered the Archibald Prize, the number one?
I did enter the Archibald.
Tell us about that. How did that come about?
I'm surprised about that. So that was one of my kind of goals at that time to enter into that. And because I started... My love for portraiture. So I I'm a portrait artist, and a young lady that was up here that was studying also. So I painted her, and we decided to enter it in. And I did it. What was that? 2013, I think. And nothing came about it, but I entered it in, and the people, you know, backstage, they saw my work and they saw my name. So Yeah, I was pretty proud of that one, even though I got nowhere, but it was a tick off the bucket list.
Well, I think we're getting a really good sense here with you, Cheryl, that
I've got a portrait up the back of me. You don't know if you can see me there.
Oh, we can. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. We're getting a real sense as we're talking to you right now and learning a little bit more about you, is that one of the many things that you just go and do is that you just go and do. Like, if you're passionate about something or you want something done, as you just said, if you put it on the list and you just tick it off.
Just go and do. I'll pray I don't want to be a rocket, what do you call it, fly to the moon.
Well, you never know. You never know.
Oh, goodness me.
now, Cheryl, so let's get to what you do now and how that started. You are the founder and creator of Murray Q Couture. A couple of years ago, nobody had heard about it, and now everybody hears about you, and we'll go into that in a moment. But just for our audience right now, can you take us back to how that started? Was there something to do with modelling?
Yes. So coming out of that, when I was doing my paintings, I became very like a hermit. And anyway, one day my sister come to me in 2014, and she says, hey, Cheryl, do you want to be a model? And I just, sort of went, hello, sort of making signs to, myself and my shape and, like the size that I was. Hello, not really modelling material here. And she goes, no. They're just looking for, local people to model, and all you got to do is come to the training sessions. So, a bit... sort of embarrassed, wasn't sure about myself, and I thought, oh well, what the heck, I'll go along, because I needed to break out of my little hermit crab, sort of existence, hermit life existence. So I went along. I was the only, I was the oldest there. I was the biggest size plus there, and I had grandchildren, and I was in my 50s, and everyone else is all, just sort of coming into careers, which I should have done a long time ago, because I was asked, but, we didn't have the confidence back then. And I went along for the 6 weeks, enjoyed it, made lots of, lovely little girlfriends there. They were all so cute. Did my first modelling. My first time on the runway. And I felt a bit, all the girls have got many outfits to model, and I had only had like two, really. They ended up giving me another one. So it was a scarf. I was modeling a scarf. I felt really, I don't know the word, not disappointed. I don't know, but I thought, oh, well, this is all, I can do. So I looked online, and I looked at how to model a scarf and how to zhuzh it up and rev it up and, how to just go and flaunt it out there. So when it was my turn to come, I went out and I gave that scarf, sort of everything. And I got all the whistles, and my name was sung out because people knew my name, and yay! It made me feel really good. And, I think I'd done justice to the scarf and the designer.
And then what happened after that? What that was your first taste, but what happened after that, Cheryl, to lead you to
so
where
there was a right? break. And then in 2016, I went back for my second little runway, because I was an experienced model by then.
You were.
Yeah. Yeah, I was walking, yes. And there was another, because it was an Indigenous modelling event, fashion show. So there was another designer there, a designer there, Torres Strait Island lady, who's a gorgeous friend of mine, and, plus size. And she was modelling her own designs. And I thought, oh, wow, that is just amazing. She really inspired me. But I didn't know at that time what was happening. So I modeled for her, and then after that show, It was a successful show. I actually modelled a couple of stuff that time. So, you know, like I was stepping up in my modelling career. And then after that, the show, the organisers came back, congratulated us, and then they sort of, you know, reckon, okay, then we'll, anybody want to be a model designer next year? So, which, you know, yep, me. It just went straight up, and then they just reckoned, well, we'll see you next year with the collection on the runway, and it just went from there.
Wow. And that was that, you with no hesitation, you just went,
yes, it just went straight up. Yep. I wanted to, yeah. Oh.
What a brilliant story of how you've started this, Cheryl. You've shared with me before, and certainly there's, you know, that with the in-depth interview in the magazine Boom Babes Life magazine, that you had another one of your passions, which actually works beautifully with Marie Curie Couture, is that you love visiting local op shops and
love it,
recreating. Now tell us how that ties in with your label, with your business now.
Okay, well, as I said, I don't know if it's in the magazine or in my last interview and that, when my family moved, because I come from an Aboriginal community down in southeast Queensland called Cherbourg, mm-hmm. and when my family moved to Brisbane, you know, it was a bit of a struggle. So visiting the second-hand shop was kind of a how we survived, you know, how mum kept it, because I come from a large family. And then it became an outing for all the women. So me, my mum, my grandmother, my sisters, you know, were kind of like the gangster of second-hand shopping. we love it. We're going to see what we can find. So I used to collect a lot of stuff, even if it didn't fit me. I'm, you know, real collector, real little hoarder face. And during sort of like, if I'll get to during the when my family would have get togethers, I'd be collecting wigs and gloves and dresses and you know, hats and all sorts of things, and I'd bring them so that we'd have a bit of a fancy dress up and photo shoot and stuff like that. So it was a fun thing, you know. So I had all this stuff at home, and after I've left that night from that fashion event, I come home and I thought, well, what now? How are you going to do this? What are you going to do? You know, and I thought, well, I've got to combine my love and secondhand shopping. So I originally started out, I used to use the colours black, yellow and gold, you know, to represent, you know, my background, my Aboriginal heritage. But it went to black only then, because I thought, you know, so you got them colours on there right now, Janie.
I do.
You got the colours on now, the original Marie Curie colours, yeah.
I do.
And so I would just go out, and I found a new love for velvet, loving black velvet and the satins and all these, you know, really fine luxury material. So I'd go out and I'd look for the materials that, like, say weren't being created, you know, anymore, or prints or stuff, or vintage, you know, all the quality stuff. And I'd bring them home. I'd just pull them all apart and sew them all into a new outfit. Yeah, and I wanted the glamour, because I just thought there's not enough glamour around the place.
And you love the 1940s, 50s era, the Hollywood era, don't you?
Yeah, I should have been born back in that time. I think I'm an old soul, I think I am.
You are definitely an old soul, that's for sure. the work that you've now done and continue to do, and your incredible label, Marie Curie Couture, you've been shown at the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Festival week, the Eco Fashion Week Australia. You've now had interest from Paris, London, New York, Toronto. You were recently nominated for the National Indigenous Fashion Awards. You know, it's exploding for you now, Cheryl, isn't it?
Oh, it's racing along. Yes, it's racing along. So I had, twice I was on the Mercedes-Benz. That was really exciting for me because I'd sent in on 2018 and like Murray-Kew, it used to be Murray-Kew Designs, but when I got my logo done, they said, oh, look, they're not designs, they're couture. And I thought, oh, yeah, that sounds so much better. So that was 2017 when I sort of first launched. September, so, and then in August 2018, yes, I went to Mercedes-Benz, so it wasn't even quite a year, and I'd sent the application in on the last night of closing, and, you know, I wasn't even, you know, it was just a random thing, and they got back to me within, you know, within that hour and just said, yeah, you're in. And I thought, oh my goodness me.
It was meant to be. It was absolutely meant to be because I have heard rave reviews. I haven't had the good fortune yet to actually be present at one of these fashion events where your beautiful gowns have been showcased. But I have heard from experts in the industry that you are just changing the way everything is being done. Now your designs are all one-offs, aren't they?
One-offs, yeah.
And how do you find that? How are you finding the fact that they are one-offs when you're getting contacted by women like myself who have seen what you've done and it's online and gone, oh, I really like that one, Cheryl. And then you go, oh, yes, sorry, it's already gone.
Yeah, that's that's getting tricky. I'm trying to find a new way of how I'm going to be able to, you know, provide this service to all our lovely ladies out there. And there's no size I'm going to say no to. So I want to dress all our women. Maybe I'm thinking about working on. When I put my hand up, I had no sewing or no design skills behind me. So I bought the sewing machine and the overlock and taught myself how to do that. But things got tricky and I had to bring a seamstress in because I'm thinking, well, if I want to produce these, you know, quality gowns, I need quality, you know, work behind it. I was calling it like Myers sewing, you know, because compared to my own, and I got sick and tired of sticking my fingers anyway. So I've spoken to my seamstress, and in the future we could be working on some, you know, maybe taking some of the patterns off the originals, and they won't be exactly the same as the original individuals, but yeah, I'm still working around that though without changing, you know, my concept or philosophy or
that is going to be the tricky side of things for it, because as you were just saying that as well, there was a part of me that was got thinking, well, yes, I understand why you probably would look at doing something like that, but then as you've rightly mentioned, then that actually takes away from the whole concept, this beautiful concept that you have for Murray-Kew. And you know what, I'd stay with the concept personally. I wouldn't And the other thing, Cheryl, I will say, is that there is nothing worse than somebody buying a beautiful gown like yours and then going to an event and somebody else has got the same gown on.
You know, there's a similar story to that. There was a event up here, a big Indigenous event up in Cairns a few years ago. And one of the high-profile women, you know, was visiting, who were going to the ball, and I inboxed her and I said, would you, you know, I'm a local designer, would you like to, you know, look at some of my designs and maybe wear one of my, you know, gowns. But something fell short. We didn't end up getting back in contact, and I'd met her at the ball and she'd had something else on, and guess what happened? Another lady turned up with the same outfit on. So if you buy a Murray-Kew Couture, you would not have that embarrassing kind of You would not, because you'd have only have one in the, you know, in the whole wide world.
Oh, I love that. I love that story. And that is the reason why you must not duplicate your incredible designs.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just always remember that story. That is, as we say, a cracker.
I love that story.
Yeah. I love it too. Look, Cheryl, before I let you go and we talk a little bit more about the magazine article, I have to ask you the question that I ask all of my guests, and that is, if you had an 8-year-old Cheryl in front of you right now, what advice would you give to her?
8 years old, I was very, very, very shy. And, I just know that the world was bigger out there then, and I don't know what I'd give an 8-year-old, but I know, you know, like a 15-year-old, just probably just go for it. Yeah. I didn't know what I wanted to do at 8. I was so tiny.
Well, you've certainly been taking your own advice, that's for sure, because you are just going for it all the time. If you, let me ask you this question, just on the fly here, is that... most of our audience are women over 50 from around the world. And so as they're listening to this now, I'm sure that they have been incredibly inspired by hearing your story that you've shared with us, and all of the things that you've been, the milestones you've been going through, and how you just go for it. If you were talking to one of our audience now, a woman over 50, who perhaps is... come to a crossroads in her life and not sure what to do, or, you know, she's been stuck in one lane, as we say, for the last 50 years and now looking to do something else, but is a little bit not so sure. What advice would you give her?
You know, there was a time there when when I was painting, and I'd put on a lot of weight, and I'd had to go. And I had no friends. I had friends on Facebook, but I had no friends to go out and have coffee with. And I decided to, there was a free, fit club here. I thought, I'm going to go along because I need friends. More than anything, I needed friends. And I needed to see the world, you know, from a few different windows and stuff like that. I needed to let fresh air in. And even by going to the modelling, you know, like, so you have to put yourself out there, you know, challenge yourself. And if you have a dream, go for it, because you might be you'll be the only one dreaming this dream, and it might be another business out there like yours, like, you know, what you're dreaming, and just go for it, do it, have good support of people around you, just be determined, and, don't give up yourself, even if you're giving yourself a limit. No, go for it, because you just never know. You meet some amazing people along the way, Miss Janie. Yes.
Well, yes. I am the one who's had her life completely enriched by just finding you, Cheryl, because as our audience won't know, but you and I have had several conversations offline over the last few weeks, and on a personal level we've dug deep, and you're amazing inspiration just to me alone, so selfishly I put that there. Cheryl, before we let you go, I do want to tell everybody about the August 2020 issue of Boomer Babes Life magazine. As everybody knows, this is our monthly magazine. It's chock-a-block full every issue of There's Something in our Boomer Babes Life magazine for every woman over 50. And this issue has you not only on the cover, which is in one of your Marie Curie Couture designs as well.
Yes.
Yes. Inside, there's a fantastic article that our editor-in-chief, Astra Dadzis, interviewed you on, and it's an incredible, inspiring extra insight into who you are and what you've created. So for our audience, if you haven't already had a look at the August 2020 issue of Boom Babes Life magazine, please go to our website at boombabeslife.com and just click on the links. You'll see her there, and just click onto that and you can get your copy for that straight away. And we're just so honoured and thrilled to have you a part of that magazine, Cheryl, as well. Thank you for doing that too.
Oh, Johnny, thank you so much, because you've made one of my dreams come true. I've always wanted to be on a glossy magazine, and you know, you've done that for me, so thank you very much.
Oh, well, you are more than welcome. Now, I just want to tell all of the audience as well, is that if you'd like to find out more about Cheryl and her incredible label, Marie Q Couture, all of the details are below from this podcast, or if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see all of the details for her website and her socials, so that you can check her out, you can contact her, you can find out what she's got available that you might want to grab at any time. If you've ever got an event that you're going to, or you know what, even if you don't have an event, you need to have a Marie Q Couture design in your wardrobe, girls. I'm telling you now, your wardrobe is not complete until you have one of these. Cheryl, it's been an absolute delight and honour to have you as our very special guest on this Shiro's Unlimited podcast. Thank you so much for giving us of your time today.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
And I would love to
be on top of the world.
I'd love to invite you, Cheryl, when all this craziness of the world starts to settle down and where restrictions are relieved and we can get back into our Boomer Babes Life monthly events, we'd love to extend the invitation to you to be a special guest at one of our events as well. So,
oh, my goodness. I can't say no to that. I'd love it. So much love it. Thank you, Jenny.
We'll make that happen. Thank you so much. So thank you, Cheryl. And
we'll have so much fun together.
We are in our beautiful Marie Q Couture designs. Absolutely. Thank you, Cheryl. And thank you, everyone, for joining us once again. It's an absolute honour to have your company. If you want to keep up with any of our podcasts, or if you want to check in and see, listen to or see any of the other podcasts that we have with amazing women over 50 who are creating extraordinary lives, simply go to our website, www.boomerbabeslife.com. Click onto the podcast. You'll see them all there. You can download them. Or, of course, you can go to your favorite streaming device. We're on iTunes. We're on Spotify. We're on app. We are everywhere. So just check out your local streaming device. Or, of course, make sure that you go to our website. And if you enjoyed this podcast as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please share it. Share the love. We want to empower and inspire as many women over 50 around the world as we possibly can by bringing you these incredible women just like Cheryl Creed today. So thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having your company on our next Shiro's Unlimited podcast. I'm Janie Morris. Have an absolutely fabulous day. Hi, I'm Janie Morris, founder and chief experience officer at Boomer Babes Life. It's been our absolute pleasure having you listening in, tuning in to this latest podcast that we have created just for you. Gorgeous, amazing women over 50 around the world, because that's what Boomer Babes Life community is all about. Everything that we do, everything that we create, we have you in mind. We want to bring to you valuable content that helps inspire you, starts making you think a little bit more, helps empower you, helps to give you ideas and information that can help you. So if you've enjoyed this episode, which I'm sure that you have, we would love you to help us share it with the world. So please share this, please like, and of course comment, give us your feedback, send us all of your details, and let us know what you're thinking. And of course, if you've got any topics that you would like us to highlight in any of our podcasts, please let us know that as well. Just send an email to info@boomerbabeslife.com.au. And of course, check everything else out at our website, boomerbabeslife.com. Everything that you need to know, every tool, every video, every podcast, We've got a fabulous shop there that's got some brilliant inspirational books and audios for you as well. And of course, also at our website at boomerbabeslife.com, you'll find out how you can get your latest issue of our Boomer Babes Life magazine for women over 50. So once again, thank you so much for joining us, and wherever you are in this amazing world of ours, please have an absolutely fabulous day.